Chapter 2, Ready for Fun. Kendall found her part of the list on the workbench, and she found her hammer too. "We might need this," she thought, as Kendall slipped her hammer into her tool belt. A gust of wind blew her list off the workbench, out the door, and up into the sky like a kite. "Hey, List!" shouted Kendall. "Where are you going?" Kendall jumped as high as she could and tried to catch her list. But snatch! A bird swooped down and caught the list in its beak. "Yoo-hoo, bird!" hooted Kendall. "May I please have my list back?" "Sweet!" the bird answered sweetly, but she did not return the list. Instead, she used it as a part of her nest. Kendall grinned. "Okay, Mrs. Bird," she said. "You found a good use for my list, though it's not exactly what Ashen had in mind." As Camille skipped off with her list, she saw a shimmering dragonfly. Enchanted, Camille followed the dragonfly to the pond, which was surrounded by tall, shiny green grass. "This grass is pretty," she thought. Thought Camille, "I'll pick some so we can make friendship bracelets at our camp out." While Camille was gathering the grass, she heard a frog croak, "Ribbit." The frog sounded sad. "Oh dear, you are stranded on that lily pad," Camille said. "I bet you're an enchanted prince, like in my fairy tale. I'll help you, my friend. Hang on." Camille flung her list onto the surface of the pond. Here's a paper lily pad for you, Prince Ribbit. Hop!" The frog jumped onto the paper lily pad. It jumped to the bank. "Ribbit, ribbit!" the grateful frog croaked as it hopped away. "Goodbye, Prince Ribbit," called Camille. "I hope your fairy tale has a happy ending." Using a long stick, Camille finished the paper lily pad of the pond. Uh-oh, she thought. Her list was sopping wet. Camille shoved it into her pocket, thinking, "I'll read it when it dries." She went back to gathering pond grass, humming happily. Emerson gathered the things on her list. She packed a sleeping bag, a flashlight, a water bottle, and a bag of marshmallows. Then she picked up her dinosaur puppet and her rubber chicken. "Sorry," she said. "Since I packed all the camping stuff, there's no room in my pack for you two."
"Don't leave us behind," Emerson made her dinosaur puppet say. "We're fine, soft." "Bawk, bawk, bawk," she made her. "Bawk, bawk, bawk." She she made her rubber chicken agree. Camping is supposed to be fun, Emerson said. She turned her pack upside down and dumped the sleeping bag, flashlight, and water bottle in the pyre on the floor. Then she put her dinosaur and her puppet and her rubber chicken in her pack and popped a marshmallow in her mouth, thinking happily, with all the boring camping stuff, there's plenty of room in my pack for the fun stuff.
Oh, I have room.
Willa sat on a log by Carrot's hutch. Our campout isn't shaping up the way I imagined, she said to Carrot.
Look at this list that Asher made. Tent, sleeping bag, flashlight.
Willa shook her head. No. Wilderness Wendy builds a shelter out of sticks and sleeps on a bed of leaves under the shining stars. I want to be a real camper like her.
Willa folded her list into a paper hat. I'll make my list useful, she said to Carrot. I'll use it as a sun hat.
That's exactly the sensible kind of thing that Wilderness Wendy would do.
The sun was just beginning to go down when the girls met at the camping spot.
Wow, Ashen, said Willa. You've already set up your tent.
Yes, said Ashen. I came early so I could help you, the rest of you. We have just enough sunlight left to set up your sleeping bags and unpack the things from your list. The other girls looked at one another uncomfortably. You did bring sleeping bags and the other things on your list, right? Asked Ashlyn. A mother bird snatched my list and used it as part of her nest before I read it, said Kendall. Camille held up her list, which was a soggy mess. My list got too blurry to read after Prince Ribbit used it as a lily pad. Here's my list, said Willa, pointing to her head. I'm using it as a sun hat. That's what Wilderness Wendy would do.
I sort of ignored my list, said Emerson,
except for the part about marshmallows.
What did you all bring? Asked Ashton.
I brought pond grass, said Camille. We can use it to bring friendship bracelets.
I brought my tools, said Kendall,
in case we need to build something.
I brought my Wilderness Wendy book, said Willa, so I can follow her advice and camp the real way campers do.
I brought puppets to entertain you, said Emerson. She held up the dinosaur puppet and the rubber chicken and made them say hi.
Hi, well-wishers. Thanks for including us. Bok, bok!
So let me get this straight, said Ashton. Not one of you brought a sleeping bag or any of the other stuff on her list, except for Emerson, who brought marshmallows. Camille, Kendall, Willa, and Emerson shook their heads.
Don't worry about us, Ashlyn, said Willa. We'll be fine. Nature will provide everything we need, really need. We'll be excellent, Emerson made her rubber chicken say. We're ready for the fun to begin, said Camille. Hooray!